Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das ist Galen Perik Ches, Mishnah Gimel. Sakin, a knife, Shinim Tseis, that was found, the Arba Asar, on the 14th, meaning the 14th of Nisan and Erev Pesach. Shechit Bamiyad, you can use it to shech right away. You mean, I don't have to tovel it beforehand? How do I know that it was tovel already? Maybe it's Tameh. And even if it was tovel, who says I can use it right away? You know, there's a halacha that if a keli is tummy and you have to tovel it, you can't use it for kachim. Even after you tovel, you have to wait for the sun to set. That's called Harav Shemesh. So if you find a knife and I want to use this to shecht my carbon pesach, I have two problems here. A, who says it was tovel at all? Maybe it's a tamadika knife. And even if it was, maybe it was tovel today. So it's not tar till at night. And you have to shecht the carbon pesach beforehand. But the Mishnah is telling us, you don't have to worry about those problems. Because most of the time, people who had knives on Erev Pesach prepared it from before. They knew that if the knife is tameh, you have to tovel it on the 13th by day, or at least before nightfall, before the sun sets. If not, it couldn't possibly have been ready for use on Erev Pesach. If I wait for Erev Pesach in the morning, if I say, oh, today the 13th, I'm so busy, I have to be bugging chametz at night, I'll do it tomorrow morning, Erev Pesach. I have so many things to do, I'll do one more thing, I'll tovel the knife. It's too late. It won't be tar till at night. So therefore, the assumption is that when you find a knife on Erev Pesach, it's good to go. Not only do I assume it was toveled, but I assume it was toveled yesterday, so that the Harav Shemesh completed the Tahara. Again, let's see our Mishnah over here. Perik Ches, Mishnah Gimel, Sakane knife, Shinim Tseis, that was found. Barba Asa on the 14th of Nisan, Shoichit Bamiyad, you can use it right away. Bishloishas, if it was found on the 13th, even though there's a possibility the Bailam toveled it already, but we're going to say Shoina Umatvel. Shoina means repeat. Do it again. Toivel it again. On the 13th of Nisan, we have to be concerned, maybe the Bailam never toveled it yet. Maybe they were thinking, look, I have to have this knife ready on Erev Pesach by Chatzais. Now, of course, I have to tovel it the day before, but the day before doesn't mean in the morning. Some people like to wait until the last second, so they'll tovel it a minute before sundown. That's good enough. So if I find it on the 13th, maybe this is a knife that belonged to one of those people. Maybe he didn't tovel it yet. Maybe he was waiting for the last minute on the 13th. Even though Itaka said that we're not geyser on Safi Kalim b'Yerushalayim. However, the Batanura explains, because of the Chumrah of Kachim, we require another tefillah. Or we assume it's another tefillah. Maybe it was tovel already, we don't know. But we can't take chances. The Rambam is even more machmer. The Rambam says, you know what Shaina means? You can't just rely on tefillah. If this was Tamei Meis, tefillah alone is not enough. You have to spritz on it from the water that is mixed with the ashes of the Parah Adumah on the 3rd and the 7th day. So, on the 3rd and 7th day, it's going to be too late now. It's the 13th. I don't have a 3rd and 7th day before Pesach. No, so we're going to assume, look, he was preparing the knife. If the knife was Taka Tamei Tumas Mes, so this man started early enough, he cheshbened out, he should have the 3rd day and the 7th day to sprinkle on it with the water that was mixed with the ashes of the Paradum. The only thing is, we're thinking that maybe he didn't do the second spritzing yet. Therefore, the Rambam says, Shoina umatvel. What does the word Shoina mean? The second time you spray on the keli with the water that's mixed with the ashes on the paraduma. That's the 7th day. We're assuming now is the 7th day. So again, according to the first pshat, Shoina umatvel means, tevel it again. I maybe was tevel already. Okay, tevel it again. According to the Rambam, it means no. Do the second time, not just tefillah. Spritz on it with the water that was mixed with the ashes of the paraduma. Assume this man was planning it out, that the 7th day will be before Pesach, and he didn't get a chance to do it. He must have lost the keli beforehand. So let's do it then one more time. Vayter zakt the Mishnah, the koifetz. Let's say we found a meat cleaver, not a knife for shechita. This is a big knife that's used to cut meat and to break bones. You know, can you imagine the butcher with his white apron holding a koifetz? So, Bein Bezeh, whether it was found on the 13th or on the 14th, Shaino Matzvel, you have to title it again. What can this koifetz be used for? Obviously not for the Karban Pesach. If this is a keli that's used to break bones, you can't break the bone of a Karban Pesach. but it could be used for the Karban Chagiga. The Karban Chagiga is also sometimes brought on Yud Dalet. Remember what we learned in Masechtas Pesachim? If you have many people over here, and there won't be that much of the Karban Pesach to go around, and you're supposed to eat the Karban Pesach when you're full, so how do you make yourself full? You eat the Karban Chagiga beforehand. Okay, fine. So the Kaifetz is used for the Karban Chagiga, but why are you telling me that if I find it either on the 13th or 14th, I have to tovel it again? Well, the Gemara explains that this halacha is actually referring to a very special, unique situation. The Nasi was very sick. He was a geisis. A geisis means a pidarech hateva, he was about to pass away. And this was on the 13th. And he's the Nasi. So lechvoida, everybody has to come to the Levaya. Everyone's going to be metapa with the Nasi who passed away. So everyone is thinking, oivei, if he passes away, the entire tzibur is going to be tame. On the other hand, if everyone's tame, so what's the halacha? We're makriv the Karban Pesach bituma. And if you're makriv the Karban Pesach bituma, then there's no need to be metayer the kelim? Wait, let me rethink what you're saying now. You're worried that they didn't toivel the koifetz. Why? Because people are thinking that the nasi may die, and the Karban Pesach will be brought bituma, that's the din, tuma hutra betzibur, and there's no need to be metayer kelim. Now, at the end, the Nasi didn't die. But it could be because the man was thinking that way, because it looked like the Nasi was going to pass away. He never bothered to tovel his koifetz, which is used to crush the bones of the chagig, or break the bones. Can I ask you something? So what's the difference between the knife and the koifetz? If we're talking about this scenario, that's the 13th, and it looked like the Nasi was going to pass away. At the end, he didn't. A lot of times it looks like Chas V'Shalom, someone's about to pass away, and the man has a refuah shalema. He's zeichet to Yeshua. Now, just like you're telling me, oh no, the man probably didn't bother to toivel the kaifetz because he thought everything is tummy anyway. So I have the same problem with the knife. He probably didn't bother to toivel the knife because he was thinking the nasi is going to pass away. Everything is tummy anyway. What's the difference in the knife and the kaifetz? Zakta Mishnah. I want you to understand, Chazal are going into the psychology of a person. We are trying to figure out what was the owner of this knife or this kaifetz thinking. We know the situation, that the Nasi is not well, and there's a good chance that everyone's going to be tummy anyway, and there's no need to be Matayar Kim. We are assessing. Chazal assess human psychology in a way that no one else can. We are assessing that the knife, which is needed for the Karban Pesach, the man probably toivled. Because he looks at this knife and he says, what's going to be? Maybe the Nasi is going to die. Everything is tummy anyway. But maybe the Nasi will live. Either way, I'm going to need a Karban Pesach. Let me not take a chance. Let me toivel this knife. That's probably how people were thinking. And once he says he's going to toivel it on the 13th. Because he needs to toivel it before nightfall. So it has to be on the 13th. It's only the night coming into the 14th, the night of Bedikas Chometz, that's going to complete the Tahara for the knife. It should be ready on the 14th. So we're assuming, even though the Nasi is not well, he's thinking the Nasi will pass away, won't pass away, we're going to need a Karban Pesach anyway. He probably toiveled it on the 13th. Now let's try to go into the thinking of this person in regard to his kaifetz. This is my kaifetz. I'm going to need it for the Karban Chagiga. Yes, in order to eat the Karban Pesach al HaSoiva, we have a Karban Chagiga before, and I need this to break the bones of the Karban Chagiga. Meaning to say, after the Shechit and so on. Oy, but the Nasi is not well. You know, if the Nasi is not well, and the Nasi passes away, there's no Karban Chagiga. If everyone is tummy, they bring a Karban Pesach, but they don't bring a Karban Chagiga. It could be there won't even be a Karban Chagiga this year. Now, I want you to think about this in terms of your own responsibilities. You have to do something which may not be so easy. It could be it's not even needed. It could be the Nasi is going to pass away. Everything is going to be tummy. Are you going to do it? Or are you not going to do it? Now, you know what else this man is thinking? Even if the Nasi lives, he's davening for him. He hopes he's going to live. And everything has to be b'tahara. There's no guarantee he's going to need the kaifetz. Why? Can I remind you of what we learned in Masechtas Pesachim? Sometimes there was enough of the Karban Pesach to go around that you would be full anyway. You didn't need the Karban Chagiga to become full. They didn't always bring a Karban Chagiga. You only needed it to make sure that you're full, if there wasn't enough of the Pesach, depending on how many people are on the Chabur and different things. So now, you have a responsibility. I have to do it, it's so hard, I have to go, there's going to be long lines by the mikveh. You know, and the Nasi may even die. Everything is Tomei anyway. And you know something, even if the Nasi doesn't die, could be my Chabur is going to get together and they're going to say there's no need for a Chagiga. There's enough Karban Pesach. Are you going to tevel it? Here there's a much greater chance that he didn't tevel it. By the knife, there's only one suffix. If the Nasi dies, it's not necessary. But if the Nasi doesn't die, this for sure going to be a Karban Pesach, and I'm going to need it B'tahara. Most people are not going to take a chance. They're probably going to tevel it, and they're going to tevel it on the 13th to make sure it's ready in time. In regard to the kaif, it's this use of the chagiga. He says, if the Nasi dies, there's no chagiga. Even if you bring the Karban Pesach B'tumah, there's no chagiga. And even if the Nasi lives, sometimes you don't need a chagiga. So I should go tevel it just in case the Nasi's going to live, and maybe we're going to need a chagiga? There's a much better chance that he didn't do it. And that's why we say for kaif, it's in regard to the cleaver, which is used for the chagiga, bein bezeh, bein bezeh. Whether it was the 13th or the 14th where he finds it, we assume that it was not done. And therefore, shayna umatfil, we're not taking any chances. You tiny, he tevel it, we'll tevel it again. Zakt the Mishnah weiter. Chal arba asar liyas b'Shabbos, if the 14th falls on Shabbos. Erev Pesach is Shabbos this year. Zakt the Mishnah, shechet b'miyad, you can shecht with it right away. Shecht with what right away? So in the Batanura we have two pshatim. One pshat is, we're going back to the case of the knife. The knife, the regular sakin, the Mishnah told us already that a knife that was found on the 14th of Nisan can be used right away. So why should Shabbos be different? Why should the Mishnah have to tell me again that if the 14th falls on Shabbos, you can shecht with it right away? So after Batanura, you have to realize, whatever the concerns are during the week, then maybe it's Tamei, on Shabbos I have a greater concern. During the week, let's say I'm wrong. Let's say the knife is Tamei. So the carbon becomes Tamei. That's a serious problem. Okay, I'm willing to take a chance. I'm assuming a knife on the 14th is Torah. But if the 14th is Shabbos, and I'm shechting a Karban Pesach that's not good, it's not just that the Karban Pesach is not good. I'm being mechal Shabbos, Rachman Litzlan. If somebody stam shechts on Shabbos for no reason, that's one of the Lamates Malachis. There's a special heter, more than just a heter, but the Torah tells us there's a mitzvah even to shecht the Karban Pesach on Shabbos. But if the knife is tummy and it's not a good Karban Pesach, so it turns out not only is the carbon not good, I was also mechal Shabbos. So maybe when it comes to Shabbos, I shouldn't take a chance. During the week, okay, I'll take the chance. Because after all, we're assuming, and we have good reason to assume the knife is tar. But being that it's still based on an assumption, I can't take such a chance to possibly be mechal Shabbos. So therefore, the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush. The din that we said before, about assuming the knife is tar, is true even on Shabbos. We're so sure the knife is Torah, we're allowing you to shech with it on Shabbos. And therefore, the Mishnah is telling us that even if Chal Arba Os Elias B'Shabbos, we still say, Shechit B'Miyad, shech with it right away. And just like I'm not worried that I'm being Metama the Karban Pesach, I'm not worried that I'm being Mechal Shabbos, because L'maisa, I have a strong enough assumption to say that it's Torah. In the second shot, the Batanura connects these words of the Mishnah to what we learned earlier. Let's go back a little bit. We learned that the kaif is this cleaver, bein bezeh, ubein bezeh, whether it was found on the 13th or on the 14th, shayno matvil, you have to tevel it again. Zok the Mishnah Chiddush. However, chal arba os elias b'Shabbos, unless the 14th of Nisan fell on Shabbos, then I'm going to tell you a very interesting halach. You're allowed to use the cleaver even without teveling it. We're going to assume that it was cleansed before Shabbos. But wait a second. Didn't you tell me there's no Karban Chagiga on Shabbos? Why should I assume that he titled it Erev Shabbos? And the answer is because there is a Chagiga on the 15th. A Chagiga on the 15th? Didn't you tell me that the purpose of the Chagiga is just so we should be full when we eat the Karban Pesach? Well, there's two kinds of Chagigas. There's Chagigas Yudalit, which is only brought when you need it to be full for the Karban Pesach. But besides that, there's a mitzvah for every year to bring a Karban Chagiga on Yom Tov. And although it could be brought on any of the 7 days of Yom Tov, but L'chatchil it's supposed to be brought on the first day, which we will learn in Masechtas Chagiga Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. So if your Yudalit is on Shabbos, we're going to make an assumption that the owner of this kaifetz, the owner of this cleaver, planned to bring his Chagiga on the first day of Yom Tov, which is the 15th of Nisan. So Memela, Vada, he toiveled it to make sure that it's ready to go. So if Yudalit is on Shabbos, when could he have toiveled it? It had to have been on the 13th. Why? If he only needs it on the 15th, L'chayv, you could toivel it on the 14th. Why can't he toivel it on Shabbos? Then, when the sun sets, Matzah Shabbos, it'll be Tahar. Can't. Because you're not allowed to toivel things on Shabbos. Like we will learn the Ezer Shem Yisbarach in Masechtas Beya. So when the 14th falls on a weekday, so the owner of the cleaver says, oh, no problem. I can toivel it on the 14th. And Taki, he's allowed to. So when the sun sets that night, the night of the 14th going into the 15th, it becomes Tahar. And on the 15th, it's ready to go. But if the 14th is on Shabbos, and you can't toivel it on Shabbos, and he wants to be able to use it on the 15th, so then he's going to toivel it on the 13th. And that's why the Mishnah says, according to this pshat, that en hachanami in regard to the kaifetz, whether found on the 13th or on the 14th, you have to toivel it again. But there's an exception. Unless Chal Arba Asalias B'Shabbos, if the 14th falls on Shabbos, Shaychit B'Miyad, you can shecht with it right away. Now, I still have one more problem, and I'm sure many of you were thinking about this. Didn't you tell me before that the kaifetz, this cleaver, was used to crush bones? So according to this pshat, what does it mean, Shaychit B'Miyad? You can use it to shecht right away. I taught you shecht with the knife, and you crush the bones with the cleaver. Well, the answer is that the way this cleaver was shaped, it could be used for shechita also. Now, it's very complicated to have a knife that's kosher for shechita. It has to be checked, and you have to know how to check it, and that's where you see whether the shechit is a Yirish Shemayim or not. It has to be 100% smooth, but whatever the case may be, the way this cleaver is shaped, it could be used for shechita also. It's just not what most people use the cleaver for. Because maybe some of you are asking, oh, the kaifetz can be used for shechita, so even if you find it on Erev Pesach during a weekday, why don't we assume it was cleaned on the 13th? It was toiveled on the 13th, so it can be used for shechting the Karban Pesach on the 14th? And the answer is, you could shecht with it, but it's not what most people use for shechita. Therefore, we can't assume that he prepared it on the 13th to shecht on the 14th. Weiter sagt die Mishnah, Bachamisha Asar, if it was found on the 15th, Shoichit Bamiyad, you can shecht with it right away. You don't have to toivel it. As the Bat Tanura explains, everyone knows that Hazah and Tefillah, Hazah means if you have to spritz on it with the water that was mixed with the ashes of the Parah Adum, if it's Tamei mix, and Tefillah, everyone knows that it's Asur and Yom Tov. The 15th is Yom Tov. So here for sure, we can assume that they made sure to prepare it from before Yom Tov. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, Nim says, if you find the kaifetz, kishura lesakin, tied to a knife, harezu kisakin, then it has the same halacha as the knife itself. And just like we said, the halacha is that if a knife is found on the 14th, on the weekday 14th, you can shecht with it right away. We'll say the same for the kaifetz. But didn't we say, and we already worked it out, that when it comes to the kaifetz, we have no guarantee if it was found on the 14th that he toveled it. That's if you found a kaifetz plain. But if it's tied to the knife, then we assume whatever is true for the knife is true for the kaifetz according to those pshat, that we're not talking about the kaifits at all over here, but we were talking about the naif. Remember the first pshat? Chal arbas elias b'shabbos means the knife, even if the knife was found on Shabbos. We still say, shoychit ba miyad. And we're not worried about chil Shabbos. We're so sure that it's tar. So according to that pshat, we're not talking about the kaifits at all. We're saying if you find the knife on the 40th, you can shecht with it right away. If you find the knife on the 50th, you can shecht with it right away. So I would say, what does it mean if you find it tied to a knife? We're talking about the knife. So according to this pshat, and that would be the Rambam pshat, he explains like this. Suppose I find a knife that I don't know what the halacha is with this knife. I'm not sure where this knife is coming from. But it was tied to a knife where I do know what this knife is. I know that it's either tameh or tahar. I have one unknown knife and one known knife. And they're tied together. Now, in regard to the knife that I don't know whether it's tameh or tahar, so we started making all kinds of cheshbonos with a knife that's unknown. Let's see, do you think the Baalim tabled it already or not? So the Mishnah is telling us that's only if it's found alone. But if it's tied to a knife where I do know what the status of that other knife is, then I say, whatever the halacha is with that other knife is true for this knife that is tied to it. If that's tameh, this is tameh. And if that's tahar, this is tahar. Okay, let's chazer over our Mishnah. A knife was found on the 14th. We don't know what the status of this knife is. The Mishnah told us, use it. Shecht with it. You don't have to tovel it again. The Baalim Vaday tovel it on the 13th. Because they know the sun has to set in order for it to be roi l'shchita. You have to tovel it. Wait for the sun to set for it to be tar. They couldn't have waited for the 14th. Vaday they tovel it on the 13th. In the second halacha of the Mishnah we learned, but if you find it on the 13th, you have to retovel it. Because we have no guarantee that he tovel it already. Could be he was thinking, oh, I'll tovel it right before night. Then it becomes tahar at night. It'll be ready for the next day. So you can't take a chance. On the other hand, v'kaifetz, if he found a cleaver, which is used to crush bones. Now, we know it could also be used for shchita, but its primary use, most of the time it was used for crushing bones. So this wasn't used for the Karban Pesach. This was used for the Karban Chagiga. You can't crush the bones of the Karban Pesach. The Torah says, you now let it break the bone. So here we said, whether we found it on the 13th or on the 14th, you have to tovel it again. And the Gemara explained that we're talking about a case where the Nasi is very sick on the 13th. Should the Nasi die, the entire Tzibur is going to come to the Levaya, and they'll all be Tamei. And you're going to have to be Makiv the Karban Pesach B'tumah, which you're allowed to do if most of the people are Tamei. But then it won't be necessary to be Matayr the Kalim. So the Gemara went into real, what we would call a Havdol detective work, to analyze how people think. When it comes to a knife, which we need for shechting the Karban Pesach, so a person says, could be the Nasi is going to die, then there's no point in titling the knife. Everything will be Tameh anyway. We're going to bring the Karban Pesach Betumah, but if the Nasi doesn't die, I'm going to need a Tardika knife. I better not take a chance. I better tovel it on the 13th, just in case I may need a taradika knife, if hopefully the nasi gets better. And I need it to be ready on the 14th. That's how we assume the owner of the knife is thinking. Well, let's try to think what the owner of the kaifetz, of the cleaver, is thinking. He says, should I bother getting on what's probably a very long line in Erev Pesach to tovel this cleaver? You know, there's two very strong possibilities that there's no point in me doing it. What if the Nasi dies? Then the Karban Pesach is brought Betumah. Under those circumstances, we don't even bring a Chagiga. I don't need this Kaifetz. And even if the Nasi doesn't die, sometimes there's enough Karban Pesach to go around that you can be full from the Karban Pesach and you don't make this Chagiga either. Now let's remember what we learned. There's two kinds of Chagigas. We're talking about the Chagiga that's brought on Erev Pesach, only to make sure that you're eating the Karban Pesach when you're full. We're not talking about the Chagiga that a Yid has to bring every Yom Tov. So now, this person who's saying, there's two possibilities that I won't need this cleaver. If the Nasi dies and the Karban Pesach is brought Betumah, we don't bring a Chagiga on Yudalid. And if he doesn't die, could be anyway. We'll have enough Karban Pesach will be full from the Korban Pesach. So the chances are, or at least there's a good chance, that he didn't toivel it. There's a chazaka that he was not metayret. And therefore, when it comes to the cleaver, whether it was found on the 13th or on the 14th, he has to toivel it again. Then the Mishnah told us the following words. If it's found on the 14th, which is Shabbos, if Erev Pesach is Shabbos Da'ir, Shoichet Bamiyad. Remember the two pshatim? One pshat is we're talking about the knife. And I would have thought, oyvei, during the week, maybe I can rely on my detective thinking. And I can say, we have every reason to assume he titled it on the 13th. And I'll take a chance, I'll shech the Korban Pesach with it. But if it's Shabbos, it's a much bigger chance, because not only is the Korban Pesach not good in case it's tummy, but it turns out I'm being Mechal Shabbos, because I'm shechting when there's no mitzvah to shecht, because it's not a good Korban Pesach. So maybe I can't take the chance. So the Mishnah is telling us, Chiddush, no, even if you find it on Erev Pesach, Shechalias B'Shabbos, Shechet B'Miyad, the Chazakah, the circumstantial evidence is strong enough to take a chance even on Shabbos. If you find it on the 15th, you can shech with it right away. Everyone knows Hazah and Tefillah is Asr and Yom Tov, and therefore we table everything before Yom Tov. And if you find this knife tied to a different knife, and let's say one knife we know for sure that it's either Tameh or Tahar, and we're not sure what the story is with the other knife, then we say, okay, put all of the other reasoning aside, if the two knives are tied together, whatever is true for the knife that you know about, whether it's Tameh or Tahar, is also true for the knife that's tied to it. That's one way to learn Pshat in the Mishnah. The other way to learn Pshat in the Mishnah is, then when the Mishnah says, Chal Arba Salias B'Shabbos, Shechit B'Miyad, we're talking about not the knife, but the cleaver. And we said a Chiddush, that you could shecht with it if you want, but it's not the primary purpose of Shechit. Now we explained that if the 14th falls on Shabbos, even though there's no Chagiga on Shabbos, but he has to have it ready from Erev Shabbos for the other Chagiga, the Yom Tov Chagiga that he brings on the 15th. Even though you can bring it all Yom Tov, most people brought it on the 15th. And for sure, if you find it on the 15th, on Yom Tov itself, Bevadai, it was prepared from beforehand, because everyone knows Hazan Tefillah is Aser on Yom Tov. But if you find the Koif, it's tied to a Sakin, then we say, whatever took place with the Sakin took place with the Kaifetz, and for sure that he toibled the Sakin, we can say the same is true for the cleaver that is tied to the Sakin.